कृष्ण गोपाल गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरिगोवर्धन की जय, श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय, श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय, गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय, श्रीमती तुलसी देवी भक्त देवी की जय, समवेद भक्त वेण की जय, नीताय गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम ऑफ डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम ऑफ डिवोटीज, all glories to the sum of devotees, all glories to Sri Gaura Gauranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvati Vyasa Tattva Jaya Mudhiraye Nasta Paye Svabhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistiki. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 8, text 22. The title of this chapter is The Story of Pingala. Pingala Nama Desha Seed Videhas Nagare Pura Ashame Sikshitam Kimchit Nibodha Ripanandana Pingala Nama Vishashit Videha Nagara Pura. Videha Nagare Pura. Tashame Sikshitam Kinchi. Nibodha Ripanandana. Pingala Nama Vishashit. Videha Nagare Pura Ashame Sikshitam Kinchin Nibodha Ripanandana. Can someone try? Vaishnavis, any other Vaishnavis? All right, word for word translation, and then translation by His Divine Grace's Confounder Acharya. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Pingala Nama. Of the name Pingala, Vesha, a prostitute, Atsit, there was Videha Nagare, in the city named Videha, Pura, in the past, Tashaha, from her, Me, by me, Sikshitam, what was learned, Kinchit, something, Niboda, now you learn, Ripanandana, O son of kings, translation, O son of kings, previously in the city of Videha, there dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learned from that lady. Please kindly respond and repeat. O son of kings, previously in the city of Videha, dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learned from that lady. So text 23. Saswarini kada kanta sankela upaneshati abut kale bahidware bibrati rupa utamam. Translation? Once that prostitute, desiring to bring a lover into her house, stood outside in the doorway at night, showing her beautiful form. No purpose, so we'll go to text 24. Maga agachato viksha purusan purusarish Saba Tansulka Dan Vitavataha Kantamene Takamu Kamuki. Translation. O best among men, this prostitute was very anxious to get money, and as she stood on the street at night, she studied all the men who were passing by, thinking, quote, oh, this one surely has money. I know he can pay the price, and I'm sure he will enjoy my company very much, unquote. Thus, she thought about all the men on the street. No purpose, so we'll go to text 25 to 26. Agatishwa payateshu sasanketo pa jivini apyanyo vitavan kopi mam opeshati buridaha evan durasaya dvasta Nidradhwari awalambati nigachanti pravishati nisistam samapadyata. Translation. As the prostitute Pingala in the doorway, stood in the doorway, many men came and went, walking by her house. Her only means of sustenance was prostitution. And therefore, she anxiously thought, quote, maybe this one who is coming now is very rich. Oh, he is not stopping, but I am sure someone else will come.
Surely, this man who is coming now will want to pay me for my love. And he will probably give lots of money. Unquote. Thus, with vain hope, she remained leaning against the doorway, unable to finish her business and go to sleep. Out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out toward the street, and sometimes she went back into her house. In this way, the midnight hour gradually arrived.
So there's no purport to text 25 and 26. That is giving us background of the episode or of the scenario. Text 27. Tasha vitasha sukshat vak. Praya dina chetasaha nivida paramo jage chinta hetu sukavaha.
Translation. As the night wore on, the prostitute who intensely desired money gradually became morose, and her face dried up, thus being filled with anxiety for money. And most disappointed, she began to feel a great detachment from her situation, and happiness arose in her mind. Purport. It appears from these verses that on this particular night, the prostitute Pingala was not at all successful in attracting customers to her house. Being completely frustrated and disappointed, she gradually became indifferent to her situation. Thus, great suffering sometimes leads one in the path of enlightenment. Or, according to Sanskrit proverb, disappointment gives rise to the greatest satisfaction. The prostitute had dedicated her life to satisfying the lusty desires of many men, engaging her mind, body, and words in the service of paying lovers. She completely forgot the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, her mind was most unsteady and disturbed. Finally, being completely frustrated, her face and throat drying up, she began to feel indifferent to her situation, and happiness arose in her mind.
Omagyana Timarandasya, Gyanajana Salakaya, Saksur Ulmilitam, Jena Tasmai, Si Goravena, Sichetanya Manobistam, Stapitam, Jena Bhutam. Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padanti Vanchakalpa Taribhyacha Kripa Sundhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Anona Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasari Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamni Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravani Picharine Anirvisesa Sanyavadi Pashatya Disantari. So, we'd like to welcome all of you for joining us in this morning discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam. I would like to make a request. If you permit me,
this is a digital age, age of information culture. So we all have our gadgets, like telephone. So if you do have your telephone with you, not a problem. But the only request is put it on a plain mode. Or what we call, I don't say you should switch it off. Let it be on and put it on a plain mode. On vibration mode. Right, so to say. Okay, so let's get back to business. And in this text, we realize one thing, that we human beings, we like to enjoy. This the case is being given, the story is just given of a woman, a prostitute. But we are all prostitutes. We are all prostitutes. Why? Because we want to enjoy. We want money. That this lady, she didn't just want to enjoy sex for the case of enjoying sex. That's a profession. That's, she gets money from that. And prostitutes could be very rich sometimes. It's big. The sex industry is one of the most developed and the richest industry in the whole world. Sex is so important in our lives. And that is why husband and wife give birth to children. They have to also arrange for their sex life. If it's not important, they will have left the children. No, go find your way. But it's so important. Like here in India, if you have 3 girls, you're in trouble. Isn't it? Oh yes. Because you have to work so hard to raise money, to put money together to marry them out. You are arranging for their sex life. Simple. We may use a very sophisticated, nice name, euphemistic slogans like marriage, a wedding. But the bottom line is sex. So we arrange for the sex life of our children. Why? Because it's so important to us. So here, Pingala is also working towards not just enjoying sex, but, you know, any man who comes to her to enjoy her body, he has to pay. You have to pay for the price. Pay for the services. What's wrong with that? I do services for you, you pay me. Engineers, they're being paid. Isn't it? So, but you keep in mind that this is just a story that the Avadhut Brahman is learning some morals from it. He's receiving some instructions. An instruction that he received from this a very scenario was that when people, even after getting into religious practice, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, when they get into religious practice, they develop a lot of credits. And those credits bring economic development. And from economic development, you can enjoy your life. And so this is the Paka civilization that, especially in India, people in India are more advanced in civilization when it comes to social values and spiritual values at the end of the day. Because the average Indian man knows that. If even they are very rich, they will invest their money in pious merit, the intelligent ones. Why? Because they know, I am going to derive so much of benefit from this. You don't need to force them. Sometimes they'll come and give donations, you know, incognito. They don't want to be known. They know the relationship is between them and the Lord. I give to the Lord. Don't worry about my name. Don't announce my name. It's the Lord who is going to reward me. So they know. You find in India, people invest their money in building big, big temples. So expensive to build temples. But they do it. The intelligence ones, they do it because they know they are going to accrue
so much of benefit from that. So something you don't know the results, you will not invest your resource in it. Intelligent people invest their resources. I mean, it's like going to school. You go to school, but tell me, going to school, going to college, there is no enjoyment there. It's just suffering. You're just a security guard because you don't sleep in the night. Who enjoyed going to college? I enjoy going to college. Raise up your hand. Nobody enjoys going to college. But why do they go to college? Because they know there is a prospect for the future. If I develop these skills, I have a big prospect for the future. And what is that prospect for the future? Economic development and sense gratification that follows. But when someone becomes fried, frustrated, disappointed, afflicted with pain in their attempt to enjoy their bodies, enjoy their resources, enjoy money in the company of the opposite sex. Because see, we work so hard. Why? Because we want a reputed, a good social status with a high profile sex partner. People want to be proud of their sex partners. This is my wife. She is a medical doctor. This is my husband. He is a PhD. This is my this. This is my that. So we work so hard. But for what? To satisfy that little organ between our legs. That's it. The whole struggle in this material world is just based on that. So, we cannot condemn sex life. Because that is the very essence of material existence. In fact, material life, why we are still hanging out in this material world, the Sasa explains, because of sex life. Metunya agara. Sex life is what ties us to this material world. And therefore, Pingala is a prostitute. I'm giving all of this elaboration so that we don't start condemning Pingala. Oh, she's just a damn prostitute. There's so much money in prostitution. You don't know? Oh, yeah. And these days of different types of sexualities, homosexuality, bisexuality, whatever it is, there's so much money in the sex industries. So there are also men who are prostitutes. There are also gay men who are prostitutes. So we should not think it's only women who are prostitutes. I want my question, what's wrong in being a prostitute? I don't say there's anything wrong in it. But Sasa says there is something you have to think about. It's not me. It's not about me saying something. Sasa says, in fact, Lord Krishna mentions in the Gita, he is sex life that is not anti-religious principle. That is not against religious principles. So Krishna says, it's okay. But it has to be done based on regulations. So we find, like the case of this story of Pingala, we find a typical case of such scenarios, like the case of Bibi Mangal Thakur. Bibi Mangal Thakur came from a very Brahminical, aristocratic family. But he swayed. And, you know, I was listening to Prabhupada's giving a story about Bibi Mangal Thakur, and it was so stimulating. Baba mentioned how Bibi Mangal Thakur, when they were doing, the priest was doing the ceremony for his for his late father. He was urging the priest, do quickly, because I have an appointment. I have an appointment. What is that? To go and meet his prostitute lady friend. But Bibi Mangal Thakur got frustrated. Because after hurrying up, the priest, when they finish the ceremony in haste, he headed for his prostitute friend. And then it was raining. And when he went there to the bank of the river, there was, you know, no ferry. He swam across. He swam across. You may start poke-nosing into Viva Mangal Thakur's situation. But I know people, I know ladies who travel from one continent to another continent with their money just to go and give sex to somebody. So don't point accusing fingers at Viva Mangal Thakur. In modern age, there are so many neo Viva Mangal Thakurs. But the beauty of Viva Mangal Thakur is that when he got frustrated, he turned to Krishna by the help of his girlfriend or his lady friend. So, to cut matters short, he went by hook or crook, he was able to get there. He struggled so hard. And when he got there, because the prostitute was waiting, he was waiting for Viva Mangal Thakur, like this lady, like Pingala. He was waiting, checking on the road. When will he come? She was frustrated, so she went into her house. And the dead of night, Viva Mangal Thakur had climbed the fence, jumped over, and, you know, knock on the prostitute's door. So, the prostitute, Krishna will arrange. She asked him that, how did you come? Because I expected you, and because I didn't see you, so I got concluded that you will not come. So Viva Mangal Thakur, he did like this. So after hearing all the whole story of Viva Mangal Thakur, the prostitute said, he is so devoted to me. If you can have this type of devotion for Krishna, oh, your life would have been perfect. So Viva Mangal Thakur was lucky. He was lucky that Krishna inspired Chintamani, his positive lady friend, to speak to him like this. So it looks like a chastisement. But if even when we get some chastisement from anyone, from our friend, from our lover, we should reflect on that. We should think about Viva Mangal Thakur's case. He didn't take as an offense. He thought, yeah, this is a good deal. And he headed for Vrindavan. Of course, when he was going, again he had some challenges with this lust. So, the problem is that we are all experiencing this type of scenarios in different degrees. But we should, instead of waiting, working so hard to develop economically before we enjoy the resources until we get slapped in the face by the material energy before we take to Krishna consciousness, we can do it now. Because an intelligent person learns by hearing, not by experience. And for the unintelligent, even after experiencing that, sex life will always bring frustration. Because, you know, see, the point is this. You know, when people are in college, you know, they're thinking, when will I graduate quickly? So that I get a good job. So that I get so many boyfriends. So that means I get so many girlfriends. I can have one boyfriend in this city and that country as I travel around. And then when they get into that, they find that they're not really getting the satisfaction they were expecting. Then they get frustrated. Someone, you know, gives them some mental agony, disappoints them utterly. But again, some people, they don't learn from that. They're thinking the patch is greener on the other side. I will meet somebody who will treat me like a queen. Why not? Oh, I'll meet somebody who will treat me, a lady who will treat me like a king. She will not insult me. Why not? But you cannot guarantee anything. This is called wishful thinking. We're thinking tomorrow is going to be better. Tomorrow is going to be better. We're going to meet someone of super high compatibility. I witnessed 8 marriages in one ceremony. And then after 10 years, it's only one couple that is remaining. Then after some decades, I met that couple. I said, How come you guys are still hanging around with each other? So the husband told me that they are 85% compatibility. I said, "Aja, this is the reason why people still hanging around." But it's so difficult to have that type of high compatibility. And so the bottom line is that we should not wait to be frustrated before we become serious in our Krishna consciousness. People have tried it. They got frustrated. We should learn from others. So those of you who are living in the temple, the brahmacharis, or being trained to be brahmacharis, you are super lucky. But then the misfortune is that someone is thinking, "Oh, I'm missing so much. I'm missing so much. Look, look at that couple. They are so successful. They are so happy. And I could also have, a partner and be happy like this. And we come to the temple and serve together." Don't try it. Because you may not be lucky enough. But ladies, never mind. There are guys who are always going to be there for you. So, the bottom line is that we should become focused in Krishna consciousness. And even we are lusty, which is a man, sometimes you find this situation that we come to the temple and we see all of these, vibrant brahmacharis. And then we feel, this one will be very good. It will be a very good husband. Yeah, it may be true. But how are you sure? When you marry, the situation changes. I remember one lady from Mumbai here. One of my friends, when I was operating on Facebook. She told me a story. Tall, very beautiful lady. She told me a story how she finished college, was working. She was to get married. The parents forced her to marry one guy. Her prospective guru found out from astrological calculations that they were not compatible. But the parents, there's a social pressure in the family and the community. So at least they want to just give away the daughter for marriage. So she said the parents forced her into this guy's relationship, marriage. And then the guy was initially very good. But as soon as they got married, the whole situation changed. The guy completely changed the dynamics of his life. She stayed, this is not Purana, right here in Delhi. She stayed in the marriage for 1 year. She was fried. She signed off. But she was very determined. She didn't give the guy sex for the 1 year they were together because of the treatment being meted out to her. You cannot be that strong with a man living together with a man in the house. 1 year. I'm not talking about Purana. Right here in Delhi. You may be here. You don't know what is happening in Delhi. I may be in the United States. But the global setting, the social media creates a forum where you interact with people. So these are called lived experiences. And therefore, we have to understand that material life is not so easy. If you are lucky to be involved in Krishna consciousness, try to find out from your spiritual master what he wants you to be. not about what you want to be. Because if you go and tell a spiritual master, I want to marry, he say, take my, receive my blessings.
Oh yeah.
And these days, we don't walk, we don't align with the spiritual master's instructions or ideas or propositions. When we initiate it, we feel, I have attained the goal. And so, I have to generate my ideas on what to do with my life. Good for you. But you know what? The mind keeps giving us different ideas. And so, loss is there. Lord Krishna made sense in the Gita in response to Arjuna that this is the all sinful, devouring enemy of the world. We're not free from it. We are not free from it. And that is why, like here in India, you don't even find women living in the ashram with you. Where we join, we live with women. We stay on one floor, the brahmacharinis are on the top floor. You go on the same staircase with them to Mangarati every day. I was in Mayapur. I was just making a joke with the brahmachari who was serving me. I said, here, in Mayapur, you have been so protected. Now, there are some roads. The roads that some ladies, everyone was passing before, they have caged it. They put some gates. You're a woman, you cannot pass through this. It's a good thing. But the point is, If you go into the world to preach, you can have problems. Suppose you are in an airplane and there's a beautiful lady on this side, beautiful lady on this side. Would you tell the airlines officials that, hey, look, I'm a brahmachari. Get these two ladies out of here. You're going to tell them that? So, the bottom line is that wherever we find ourselves, we should try to think of Krishna. Krishna said, "Man mana, baba mabat, mam yazi, mam namask." So the mind is the functional connotation, is the base, is the baseline of our spiritual foundation. And if we can engage the mind in Krishna, thinking of Krishna all the time, and our lives could very easily be perfect. But it's not so easy to engage the mind all the time. And so the story of Pinga is just giving us an eye-opener that people work so hard in this material world, they engage in pious activities, they get economic development, and then they enjoy those resources. But in the process of enjoying, they could become frustrated. If they are wise and blessed, they will take resort, a last resort, to Krishna consciousness, like Bhima Mangal Thakur. And so our duty is to encourage people, somehow or the other, to purify the existence. Narottam Das Thakur mentions in the Prema Bhakti Chandrika that even the lost could be engaged in Krishna service. How? By using our resources, the products of our labor, giving that in service to Krishna. Oh yeah. Kama Krishna, Kama Pani. Those are the exact words of Narottam Das Thakur. So whatever we are doing, there is a scientific explanation behind it. We encourage people to give, you know, donations to the temple, but for what? According to Narottam Das Thakur, that helps to purify the lost. So, frustration is there in material life, then we should not wait to be frustrated. Because Prahlad said, from the very beginning of life, we should engage in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? (Clears throat) Any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for a wonderful class. Maharaj, just now you said that in material life we should know where to be frustrated. So what exactly the meaning of this, where to be frustrated? Because frustration can happen at any time. Can we choose to be frustrated, or can we have that option available?
It's not a choice. It's not a choice. Because it's not an option. It just comes naturally when we are endeavoring to achieve a particular goal. Say, this is my goal. My goal is to achieve this. And if I don't have proper strategic plans and other essential ingredients, we could become frustrated, because then we don't have a strategy. If even we have a strategy, we have to have guide. We have to have guidance. See, I tell you one thing. Even the preaching that I'm doing, for some of you who do not know, my major preaching is in the academic community. So I engage professors in Krishna consciousness. And how I do that, I integrate applied Vedic science and management and decision sciences in providing solutions to social leadership and management issues. Now, I was given that specific instructions by my spiritual master when I was a brahmachari, because we work closely with the authorities. And when he gave me that instruction, at that time I was not even having a master's degree, but I had my first 25 publications in academic journals in 3 years by the empowerment of the spiritual master. And I tell you, just to share with you, not for pride, so that, you know, we can drive home the point of aligning, getting instructions from higher authorities. Now, when I was doing all those academic programs, I had situations where people, even my own godbrothers, frustrated me. People even told me, don't do this. This is not going to give you money. So my thought is, should I take this person's instruction, or should I take my spiritual master's instruction? So if even you're doing the best thing to serve your spiritual master, someone could bring ideas to frustrate you. That's my point. So frustration is not an option. It just comes when you are doing even the best. Someone will come an idea to just distract your attention. And if you are not careful, you could become disturbed by that. And that could bring about frustration. But if you're focused, then you don't allow. I mean, it's like a dhruva. Dhruva was going to the forest. He was just a young child. So even Narada came to try to dissuade him from going to the forest. But he was so focused. He was not diverted. So except we have that resolute determination, it's so easy to be frustrated by distractions. And therefore, it is important in our own lives. And I tell you, see, the first time when I went to the United States, I went there on invitation of political science professors. I was a young brahmachari. Because my spiritual master instructed me to preach to professors, I endeavored to do that. And the results were so much amazingly manifold. Now, to carry out the instruction of a spiritual master, I could be so undauntingly difficult. If someone tells you it's not difficult, he has not tried it. But when I started to do my service to him, I remember the second time I went to the US to engage in 5 conferences in 6 weeks. And these are not religious forums. They are not philosophy forums. They are political science forums. How are you going to engage a political science professor in Krishna consciousness? So if you check my website,
you see the type of works I have done in the past. And I'm still doing. So that comes with getting, aligning with your spiritual master's instructions. I'm emphasizing on this because I've traveled around and I've seen so many devotees in our movement. They don't really care for the guru's instructions. And you know what? So when I was coming to the U.S. the second time for the five conferences in 6 weeks, I was speaking with him on the phone, my guru Maharaj on the phone, about my whole schedule. And he asked me to do all this. But he asked me on the phone, Vasudev, how did you get all these engagements? He was even surprised. But it takes a lot of sacrifice. And so spiritual life could be difficult. But we need to work. We want to figure out what is the best for me, for my spiritual master. That is one of the fundamental secrets of success. So yeah, frustrating could become when you're the president of this country or the prime minister of this country, you could become frustrated. If even you're a GBC, the GBC, they get frustrated. That's why they fight in the GBC meetings. But yeah. Fighting means what? But the spiritual foundation of our life should tailor our activities in such a way that we don't ever become frustrated. If even frustration comes, we should think of our spiritual master, what is instruction, what he will want us to do in this case. It might be difficult to deal with, but he will give us inspiration to be able to pave through. If you are not having hard times, it means you are not struggling. It means you have not started your spiritual life. Does it make some sense? All right. Any other comments or questions? Yes. Can you give me the microphone? If any? Just a minute.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. What kind of things encourage Pingla to move towards Krishna? Or Krishna, think about Krishna. Can you highlight certain things or certain points?
Yeah. A Pingala, just like I mentioned before, this is a story highlighting how people... The background of this story is that the Avadhuta Brahman was giving instances, people, natural circumstances that became his guru. And so even this prostitute was part of his guru. He learned something. Why? Because he learned something from this prostitute. When she found that she was not getting what she was, expectations can drive us crazy. Expectations. She was having these high expectations that night. Someone who had to come and enjoy with her and, you know, give money. So what drove her to that point of leaning on Krishna was the frustration that she couldn't fulfill her desires. And so she became detached. So the point you're asking here basically is detachment. And you know, Krishna also gave that idea in the Gita that by detachment we could really become, we could be able to control even the mind and the senses. Because Arjuna said, it is so difficult to control the mind. It's like trying to control the wind. And Krishna mentioned, it is difficult. He didn't say, come on. It's not difficult, it's very easy. No. He said, he resonated with Krishna, with Arjuna, that yes, you made a point. But you know what? It could be done by regular practice and detachment. Pingala is mentioned specifically here. She became detached because, you know, what you cannot get, don't try to kill yourself. And what you could do is to just, if you have a natural sense of detachment, you will just be free from that type of anxiety. So detachment. Does it make some sense to you?
What's your doubt?
I've got my
answer. And keep in mind that for us in general, if even we are frustrated, say we are little pingala, we become frustrated. Not everyone turns to Krishna. Not everybody who is frustrated in the material world turns to Krishna. Those who turn to Krishna, they have high pious merit. If you don't have pious merit, you cannot turn to Krishna, even when you are frustrated. So pious merit is the foundation of turning to Krishna, even in the midst of frustration. Otherwise, you just keep exploring here, exploring there until the end of life. Do you still have some doubts? Doubts are cleared. So now you can think of Krishna consciousness fully, very seriously, reasonably. Any other comments? Last comment to close. Yes.
Krishna Maharaj, first of all, thank you for such a wonderful explanation that we are all prostitutes in our pursuit of enjoyment in different ways. Maharaj, I wanted that some details on your last part which you said about Narottam Das Thakur talking about converting lust into love.
Yeah, he said, Narottam Das Thakur in his words, he said, he was explaining how he engages different emotions in Krishna's service. So in terms of lust, he said, he engages his assets, the proceeds of his labor, in Krishna service, like people come to give donations and all those things. And when they're doing that, they are purifying their lust. That is the explanation that Narottam Thakur gives. But that's very specifically, you know, a specific case where he gives just scientific explanation to that. Otherwise, we tell people, oh, get yourself purified by doing this service. But specifically in lust, if you engage your hard-earned money in the service of the Lord, you get purified of lust. That is what Narottam Das Thakur says. And that is also one of the reasons why people engage in service in the beginning, and later they get some, you know, expedited purification, and then later they just decide to become more serious in their spiritual life. They want to take initiation, they want to follow the regulatory principles, they want to chant many more rounds. Yeah, it's the purification that comes from that initial disposition to service with their resources. Yeah. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.